On this week's Spotlight, Dominic Yun visits Bethlehem Chapel in Prague, a monument to Jan Hus painstakingly rebuilt during the 1950s.
I'm standing in Prague 1 outside Bethlehem Chapel, and standing next to me is Mrs. Vlasta Urbánková, who is a guide who works here. So she's very kindly agreed to tell me a little bit about this chapel.
The chapel was built at the end of the 14th century. They started in 1391 and they finished in 1394. And since the beginning it was center of Reformation. Here.
Tell me a little bit about the Reformation, how this plays a role in the Reformation. It's to do with Jan Hus, right?
Yeah, soon after it was built, Jan Hus came here in 1402, and he was here up to 1412. He criticized the church, and he disliked bad things in the church, corruption, selling indulgences.
Yeah. So this was designed to be an alternative movement, right? A sort of alternative religion, a new, cleaner, less corrupt religion.
Yes, and the building, it was four simple walls and flat wooden ceiling. They disliked the simplicity in the 16th century. And they constructed 15 huge pillars to carry the vault.
Right.
But the vault was too heavy for the structure, and in the 18th century it was necessary to remove everything. There was no chapel in the 18th century.
So if we were standing here in the 18th century, what would we see?
Two warehouses only.
Perhaps we can go inside and continue our talk?
Yes, of course.
So we're just walking through the entrance here. So what's the architectural style here then? Is this is Gothic, right? Or is this...
It was Gothic.
But it's special because it had flat ceiling. And now it looks as it looked in the past.
Right. So we've just entered the main hall, as it were. It's sort of half of a football-sized pitch.
It looks like a barn, but very, very big. Huge.
And I'm noticing that there are no religious symbols here. It's a chapel, but it looks more like a castle. You have this sort of medieval... This is a totally non-religious chapel.
Yes, but the decoration is new now. There were inscriptions. We don't know for certain, but in the past, when Jan Hus preached here.
Yes. So tell me about the reconstruction, about the rebuilding, because that happened in the 1950s. Right, under the communist regime, they decided to rebuild this place. Why?
They started thinking about reconstruction since the beginning of the 20th century. They started in 1950 and they finished in 1954. Only two remnants are from the old times when Jan Hus preached here. A few parts of the northern wall have survived, and this is one of the parts, the part with the inscription, and it was written by Jan Hus. It was in Latin. The chapel was built for Czech people to be able to listen Czech preachings here, but the inscription was in Latin. Church things were written in Latin. De sex erroribus, which means about six abuses, six heresies of the church, in which he criticized the church. He put it on the wall when he had to leave. He came here in 1402 and had to leave in 1412.
Right.
Because he was cursed by the Pope and condemned from Prague.
But why would the communist regime of the 1950s be rebuilding a church? For a more detailed explanation, I turned to Czech Academy of Sciences historian Jaroslav Šebek.
The point wasn't to build a church, but rather to recreate a memorial to the Husite movement and a specific place to remember Jan Hus. The communist regime, with entirely pragmatic reasoning, used the Husite movement as a legitimizing embodiment of its own historical traditions. They sought to tie into this movement's emphasis on social equality, And rather paradoxically, the regime saw Hussites as the kind of first communists. And it also had a very positive view of Jan Hus too, although it completely chose to not view him as a Catholic priest, but rather as the leader of a nationalistic and revolutionary movement. Obviously, the effort to support Hussitism was also an effort to reignite national anti-Catholic tendencies which existed within the Protestant ideology.
And when the place reopened, when it was reconstructed in the 50s, what did the regime want it to be? Did they want it to be, once again, a Protestant church? Or?
Of course not. It belonged to the state, and from time to time it was opened, and they were, for example, graduation ceremonies, right, and similar things.
So it's basically a sort of civil hall.
But it was closed for public. They opened it from time to time.
Right. So when did it open to the public properly?
At the beginning of 1990s.
1990s, so after the revolution.
After the revolution,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. So we're just taking a few steps into the center of the hall. We've got a big flat wooden roof above us, two pillars. It's beige colored, and you've got the classic Gothic window styles. And we're surrounded by lots and lots of chairs and a stage. And there are two wooden balconies as well. So it's presumably perfectly designed for public ceremonies, and weddings happen here quite often,
yes,
right?
Yes, we have weddings here.
And today the place is perfect acoustically for musical concerts as well, right?
Yes, there are concerts.
Concerts here, right.
Yeah, there are concerts, there are immigration, graduation ceremonies.
And sometimes you get famous, you get politicians and people here as well coming for some like ceremonies and things like that as well?
From time to time,
from
yeah.
From time to time.
Too.
Right, we're just walking up some stairs, which are next to the main hall. And there are a few small rooms here. Here we have an exhibition.
I lived in this room. And now you can see an exhibition, which is first of all about Jan Hus here. And this is life of Jan Hus, Husinec, and Prachatice, and he studied first before he came to Prague.
And here we have in the center a glass case featuring some very old-looking documents. So what are these?
Yeah, it is a document of foundation of Charles University.
And Charles University and Bethlehem Chapel are...
They were connected, they were connected.
How?
They were connected... by the ideas and by the person of Jan Hus, who studied and after that who taught at the university, and at last he became the rector, the head of the university in 1409.
Okay, well, Vlasta Urbankova, thank you very much for taking us to Bethlehem Chapel.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.